Blessings to you, blessings to everyone you know, blessings to every being, trillions and trillions of beings, uncountable beings, if we include bacteria and microbes, beings that haven't been discovered yet. They live here, they've been here for a long time. That the human beings haven't discovered them yet is a little beside the point, except that we seem to be bent on destroying everything that lives these days. Not everyone, present company excluded, of course. Blessings to you. Blessings to everyone you know. Blessings to every being. May all beings awaken. May all beings awaken. May all beings awaken. Why, right? We can ask why. Why awaken? There's probably lots of answers that could be offered. The one that I think of as I sing that and pray that through the day is because we all want happiness. Every being that ever has existed and ever will wants happiness. And no being wants suffering. As the Dalai Lama so well has essentialized all of existence, all beings want happiness and no being wants suffering. That's why. Because so much of what beings do actually causes unhappiness for themselves, for others, for the world, etc. And it's something that, I personally look at within myself every day. And when somebody points something out that has, that I've done that has hurt them or cause some distress or something, I am really grateful to hear it. I am really grateful. I celebrate it. I want that, please. Because if I had done that, I want to know about it. And if I'm doing something that is causing my own suffering, but I haven't linked that together, I'm really grateful if somebody goes, you know what? Maybe, have you thought about X or Y? I am really grateful. How about you? Because then I can, wow, yeah, I notice it usually not notice. I didn't notice that. May all beings awaken. So that's why I sing that. That's why I pray that. That's why I meditate on that every single day, at least four times a day. Meditate with it. May all beings awaken. Because the only way to end the causes of suffering, disquiet, discontent, disappointment, dis this, dis that, and me dissing somebody else. The only way to change that is to awaken. So may all beings awaken. May I awaken. So that I'm not causing harm. I mean, we all have to navigate everyone's distinctions and difference. Somebody might, the person that offers the well to, somebody that needs a well, they might think they're actually doing really great, really goodness. I don't know. But maybe it doesn't turn out so good. So we all have to navigate that too. And that's not always so easy, because we're humans, and because I can only speak for myself, I'm a confused being. And I know that. Somebody else might think otherwise about me, but I know that. So we smile. We smile because all beings want happiness. Each and every one of us wants happiness. And happiness is we're talking again, we're not talking about what kind of ice cream is in the freezer. We're talking about what's inside that nobody can take away and that nobody can give us, because it's already inside. We're talking about a deep and abiding peace. A sense of wholeness. When we awaken to our own inner, innate wholeness, oneness with all. How amazing. It's what we all are. And I don't know, it's not just human beings that are confused. The robin doesn't know the karma it's creating every time it eats a worm. It doesn't know that. Supposedly, we can sort that out. We can know that. But again, it's dicey, right? Because I might think I'm really offering a good a positive thing in any given moment to any given being, and maybe it's not. If I forget to put the rock in the bowl of water and some insect comes, the insect's gonna fall in because there's no rock, and the insect will drown. And that wasn't my intention. So may we all awaken. May all beings awaken. And each of us can sing all of our ditties however we want. Take the tune for Home on the Range and change it into something else. We smile. And if you got a window near you, look out. Look at the sky. No matter what the sky looks like where you are, look at the sky. And if you don't have a window, look in your heart. They're the same. We pray and wish for all beings that they can look up to the sky, that their air is not so polluted, that it's not fire and bombs, tornadoes, tsunami, hurricanes, typhoons, that people can look up to the sky, that it's not obscured by buildings. And why should that need to be prayed? Why doesn't everyone have that opportunity? So may we all awaken, because really, why can't everybody see the sky? Because there are unawakened beings who are either polluting it or I don't, whatever other things that obscure and mitigate and make, that don't give that opportunity to every single being. It's because there are other beings that have caused those troubles. So may we all awaken. May we all awaken. May we all awaken. Whatever that means for each of us in any given moment. We breathe with it, with that earnest prayer. And we meditate with a spacious heart and a spacious mind, breathing in and breathing out. We take a long, slow, deep breath together. Breathe with all beings. May all beings awaken. Ooh. Love you all. Create a beautiful, a joyful, a precious day for and with everyone, every kind of being, and on Mother Earth. Have a wonderful day. Create it as you go. Love you.